Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 gang. Happy Saturday. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, game day is back and it's the Champions League final day. Hurrah! TalkSport, of course, will have live commentary as Liverpool take on Real Madrid in Paris. That one kicks off at 8 p.m. We can hear now from Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp speaking ahead of the match.
We obviously played some really, really good stuff this season. We are not here by surprise or we got a ticket or something like that. We deserved it as well. And so being us on the highest level would be cool if we could do that. Because then we are really, how is that? Then we are really uncomfortable opponent, a real uncomfortable opponent. That's what we have to be. How is that? We can talk about what Real Madrid achieved in the past and this season, how good their players are. We can. We probably could write a book together now about this team. But we are good as well. And that's what we want to show.
Now, the Real Madrid boss, Carlo Ancelotti, has also been speaking ahead of the final, obviously. Earlier in the week, he made an appearance on TalkSport's partner radio station, Sirius XM, and he said he's expecting a very difficult match.
Of course, we are going to play against a tough team, one of the best in Europe, but when you play a final of Champions League, of course, you have to fight against one of the tough teams in Europe. We are excited to play this game. We never know what's going on in the match. We are going to prepare really well. We are going to be fit 100% and then try to play our game. This is the target that we have. And you have to this kind of game, you have to try to play with courage and personality.
Now, yesterday, the Global Players Union, FIFPro, called for urgent action to protect players after it was revealed that Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah have travelled 58,000 miles and 53,000 miles, respectively, in a jam-packed season. Former Arsenal and England centre-back Martin Keown was alongside Jim White and Simon Jordan on TalkSport yesterday. They discussed the issue of player welfare and things got very heated.
The calendar is just incredible, Jim. It grows every year. It gets ever bigger. It's now time for we to bring in some sort of limit of hours between games for me to protect the players. Yes, of course, they get paid too much money. The question is, it's not about the money. It's the amount of games that they've been asked to play. And the recovery between the games has almost become ridiculous right now. Do you feel the same way, Simon?
I always feel when we get this subject, we should have that piece of music that Simon Bates used to play on the BBC Two when he used to have those sad stories and have the music in the background.
This is going to be your take on this.
Of course, the terminology is that it is obviously coming to a long, hard end of a cruel season that the players are about to participate in, to use terminologies associated with my dear esteemed friend over there.
They're talking about mandatory rest periods. Surely there's no harm in at least examining that, looking at it.
I think if the football world can structure itself to be able to afford an opportunity to arrest these ridiculous arguments, then I think it should lend its ear to that. If it can find a way to accommodate the amount of fixtures that it needs to have to generate the revenue that it needs to generate to pay these players what they seemingly are entitled to or think they're entitled to, I have no issue with that.
Money comes into it. But the players, I'm sure, will make that adjustment. Simon laughs, and that is just ridicule. And do you know what? It's interesting. I bumped into a lot of former players this week, and every single one of them said to me, what is it with that man? He does no respect for players or former players.
What, this man?
Yeah, Simon. I'm telling you now, across the board, show respect. The players.
Which players? Tell me.
Former players. Well, you're not going to get any names.
Oh,
not
come on,
get...
Martin. No, there's go so... the whole hog.
Because there are too many
no,
to tell
on,
you.
Come on, Martin. Go
We'd
the whole
be
hog.
Here all day. Absolutely. If I told you. So there's this disdainfulness from you. The players just want
you
to...
You mean
be
the honesty?
Look, the
you
players...
mean the challenging of the hypocrisy no, and the double standards and the disingenuity?
Don't judge everyone with the players that you might
no,
work with at Palace.
No, I don't.
What we're
no,
talking
I don't.
About...
No, I don't. Yeah,
but, okay, then you say you don't, but take a good look in the mirror because I believe you do.
Okay.
All I'm saying here is...
But that doesn't make it so, does it, Martin?
Today at 4 p.m, Mansfield take on Port Vale in the League Two playoff final at Wembley. And TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary. Ooh! Let's hear now from the Mansfield boss, Nigel Clough. Speaking ahead of that match, he's feeling quite optimistic.
I think you look at the teams that have gone up. Bristol Rovers is obviously one of the biggest clubs, you know, at our level and the level above. And then you look at Forest Green and Exeter, who've been knocking on the door for sort of five, six years, both of them. Sort of playoffs, just missed out or whatever. So they're ready as well. We're not as close as them probably in terms of sustained success over the last few seasons. But I think they've been close here. So I think we're ready in terms of infrastructure and everything. I think immensely proud of the whole club we are, how we've handled it and how we've moved forward. But mostly the players, the way that they've performed. We've done it through a certain way. We've tried to play football. And I think we scored a few goals at home. We've tried to attack away from home, and we set out to do that at the start of the season. And so we think that's our best way of succeeding. So I think we're proud most of the way we've gone about it. Never mind the achievement.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Huddersfield and Nottingham Forest fans will be getting very excited ahead of the Championship playoff final tomorrow. TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of the game, which kicks off at 4:30. We'll hear from the Forest manager, Steve Cooper, speaking shortly. But first, here's the Huddersfield Town manager, Carlos Corberan.
I don't think that I was one of the favourite teams to go down. I didn't have that feeling. I had the feeling that I had one squad with players that I believe a lot, with many possibilities, and a different squad from the previous year. I think just the number of professional players the previous year, especially after the Christmas period of time, was completely opposite to the number of players that I have had this year from the pre-season. And when you have players that, even if they didn't play in the Championship, play maybe in League Below or League One, they are professional, they have some experience, they have minutes in the legs. And I think this group of players, first of all, they had a very good character, a very good team mentality, they arrive in good time to come prepare the team. Then I watching that I had one very competitive squad from the first day of the pre-season. After our level of my expectation was only to be competitive.
I've always had the mindset of aiming for the maximum, you know, and with only 8 games gone or whatever it was in the season, the maximum was still possible. So we always strive to do that. But what we have done, Keith, is we've taken it step by step and game by game. And it's ended up being obviously an exhausting but exciting season, and we've managed to go on enough good runs to climb up the league and get ourselves in a position to be competing where everybody wants to compete at the top. And, you know, we give automatic the best goal possible. But by doing that, we've secured the playoffs fairly straightforward. So we didn't have to really go through the drama too much of that because our mind was on something else. When you get to the playoffs, obviously our focus is on getting through to the final. This is where we're at now. So I wouldn't say like right at the start we were like, okay, let's get to the playoff final or let's get promoted. But we certainly believe in what we do, and we went into every game trying to win.
And we finished today's podcast with some more Liverpool chat. Brilliant. Yesterday evening, of course, on Game Day Countdown, Adrian Durham and Andy Townsend were broadcasting live from Paris. That must have been tough. And they spoke about the Champions League final.
It's been a long day today, and I'm sure it's been a long day for a lot of Liverpool fans who I saw at Birmingham Airport at 3 o'clock
wow.
this morning.
3 a.m.
The queues.
Not 3 p.m., 3 a.m.
No, 3 a.m. for a 6:30 flight.
Oof.
Right, the queues there were just, like, were huge, and it seems that everybody's going on holiday at this particular time, as well as this huge event here in Paris. Liverpool fans descending on Birmingham Airport, desperate, obviously, of course. Why wouldn't they? They're going to do everything, as you say, to get here. So, but we got here, and we've had a look at the stadium. We've sampled a bit of that. We'll come on to that in a moment. But it's great. The weather is beautiful, as you say. We're in the middle of this spectacular city. And I think tomorrow night it is going to be something in the fullness of time we're going to reflect on as pretty special.
By the way, if you hear a load of clanking around in the background,
yes,
it's a big stroke.
Yeah, it is.
There is a touch of hello about it,
and there is.
I don't want to be stereotypical, but there is, yes. And it's a beautiful place, and they've welcomed us into this place as well. So we thank them for
Although
that.
I would say, the young lady that's been serving us isn't reminiscent of Renee, of course, from Hello.
Slightly different. Yeah. Same wit and charming personality.
Correct.
I would say. But it's a fantastic place. Food's been magnificent, hasn't it?
Brilliant.
I mentioned bourguignon, but I had a steak and it was rare to the point of mooing, and it was superb.
Beautiful.
That's how the French do it. You had fish.
I had fish.
We're in France, mate. What are you doing? That's it. Of course, we're done now and dusted. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, Game Day returns today and TalkSport will have live commentary of Liverpool against Real Madrid in the Champions League final. That one kicks off at 8 p.m. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Mansfield against Port Vale. That one, of course, in the League 2 playoff final. That one kicks off at 4. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show on Monday, alongside Darren Bent. Yeah, me and him on Monday on Drive Time from 4 p.m. So make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talk Sport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.